This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. On the latest episode of WVPB's podcast, Us and Them, host Trey Kay puts an episode they produced back in 2015 under a microscope. The episode featured a conversation between West Virginian Carl Priest and a retired public school teacher, and Dr. Christopher Keating, a physicist. When this show was originally released, some listeners thought Trey handled the whole thing badly, so he went back to see where things went off the rails.
While I was speaking with Dr. Keating, I was in the studio at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, and he was in his home in Central Texas. I invited Carl Priest to come and listen in on my conversation with Dr. Keating.
Dr. Keating, good to meet you over the airways. And as I listen to the interview, I'm very impressed. I think you're a reasonable man.
Well, thank you.
We do have apples and oranges here. You are the scientist, and I'm just a layman. So I wanted to clarify that matter with you.
Okay, thank you.
It was fascinating the way you described some of the responses to your challenge. We found similar things with ours. We've taken a lot of verbal abuse, threats of a lawsuit, and I even had a West Virginia state trooper show up at my door one time due to a complaint from someone that we challenged.
I haven't had a trooper show up at my front door, and on behalf of the scientific community, I want to apologize to you about that. You have a right to go out here and say what you believe, and if we disagree with you, that's our right. But no one has a right to go and start threatening each other and abusing each other over these issues.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, and I found very little to disagree with as Trey interviewed you regarding reasonable conversations. And as you said, some of your family and best friends disagree with you. That's the same way with me. Now, I'm a Christian, and some good brothers in Christ disagree with me.
Some of my best friends who have supported me on evolution have been pastors and priests. I've had some really great conversations on the subject with men of the cloth. I know many scientists who are devoutly religious. Science and religion are not necessarily in opposition to each other. They are not exclusive.
I did see some differences in our challenges.
Even back then, as I was listening in real time, I thought I was experiencing an us and them miracle. I mean, on the internet and on my Facebook page, I've seen people on either side of the climate or evolution debate just tear into each other in the most vicious way. But here, Dr. Keating was speaking respectfully to Carl Priest, and vice versa.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
Be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness.
What's this peace in the valley? The lion laying down with the lamb? I was just about to suggest that the three of us join in a chorus of this tune, but then the conversation took a turn.
I don't equate creationism with Christianity at all. In fact, I think it is anti-Christianity. If you go and look and see what the Bible says and compare it to what creationists are saying, in my opinion, they are not in sync at all. They're 100% opposed. I don't feel that attacking creationism is an attack on Christianity. And I don't want to attack anyone's religious beliefs at all, no matter what that religious belief is.
Well, I'm not going to debate you on whether not Christianity and creationism go together, but Dr. Keating, I'd like to hear your best evidence of evolution. Science.
Well, I can give you some. I'd give you something real
quick. Here's a mistake some listeners pointed out. As moderator of this discussion, I let Carl coax a physicist who studies climate science into the position of defending evolution. I mean, climate change and evolution are two very different sciences. It was an apples and oranges conversation. But Chris Keating seemed game. and he dove in.
I'd give you something real quick. You get a flu vaccination every year.
Yeah, I do. Now, go ahead.
Flu vaccination is proof positive of evolution. Once you get a flu vaccination, you're immune to that flu forever. The reason you have to get a new flu vaccination every year is because the flu has mutated into a new virus. And so now you have to get immune to that new virus. And so, yeah, there we have evolution going on right there, very rapidly, in fact.
No, that's not correct, Dr. Keating. You started with a virus. You got a virus when it mutates. It's just like you have a poodle and a German Shepherd. They're still dogs. There's a wide designed ability to have variation. But you're never going to have a dog change to a cat. You're never going to have a virus change to a paramecium or whatever it might be.
Over a long period of time, given enough time, you're not going to have a dog turn into a cat, but you'll have one line of life that will mutate into a completely different line of life. And that is documented so extremely well that it's difficult to debate that issue at all.
Oh, that isn't documented, Dr. Keating. When you say a long period of time, you're getting into a faith argument rather than scientific. Provide your best evidence for evolution was my question, and you said virus mutation.
That's right.
And I dispute that.
You're wrong, but you're allowed to go and dispute it.
But you're wrong, and I just proved you're wrong, because a virus is a virus. Is that a true statement?
And an animal is still an animal.
A poodle is a dog. A poodle is a dog, and a dog will always be a dog, always has been, and that's science. That's observational science.
And that is your false argument. That's your false argument again. Just because the dog will always be a dog doesn't mean the dog's offspring will be a dog.
And what was the ancestor of a dog?
That's one of the things we don't really know. Dogs are basically wolves. Dogs came from wolves at some time. But that's not conclusive. That's not a closed book.
So you don't know, and you don't have any fossil evidence of a dog coming from another creature.
Now, wait a minute. Let's be clear. I am not an evolutionary biologist. I'm a physicist, and I study climate change. And so I am not some world-leading expert on evolution. You can't ever go and say, creationism is real because Chris Keating says this about evolution. Once again, that is a total 100% false argument.
Well,
what you've done in this discussion is you've produced false argument after false argument after false argument.
I'll say the same thing right back at you respectfully, Dr. Keating. You have false arguments. You have imagination. You have millions of years. You're speaking on faith, and now you're dodging to an expert. Well, bring on your expert. Let him give his best evidence.
I want to get in here just one second because I guess I could ask both of you. Carl, do you think that you could persuade Dr. Keating?
I think he's a reasonable man, and he's not hopeless. I need to talk to him longer. The issue is not a head issue. It's a heart issue, and I don't know if Dr. Keating's heart is hardened or not.
And Dr. Keating, do you think that you could persuade Carl to believe that creation science is not reliable?
No, he's rejected science, and it is a head issue.
That is absolutely wrong. I have not rejected
science. It has nothing
science.
To do.
I have not rejected science, and don't you say that. That is a bald-faced lie.
I will say it because you've rejected it this very conversation.
I think you have rejected science because all you could bring up is viruses, and then you dodge to somebody else who's a biologist.
No,
you're rejecting science because of your need. Your
we're
need
in a forum.
To have evolution.
We are in a forum, and you asked me to provide an argument, and I did. Now, if you wanted to go into a course, a semester-long discussion on this, there's all sorts of stuff I can produce. But this is not the appropriate forum for this. This is not some big debate session or anything like that.
But I guess, as
you can tell, things got heated at this point. Now, this is where I need to come clean on something. I started this podcast with the intention of fostering respectful conversations across the culture war divide. And I really believe that this was and still is my mission. But I need to confess that in the back of my mind, I knew that Carl was a bit of a provocateur, and that it was possible that he might say something that would heat things up, that there would be some tension. I realize now that this might make for interesting listening, but it's not the right forum to get to the bottom of a disagreement about science. And it's certainly not a recipe for finding common ground. In the heat of the moment, I wasn't nimble enough to redirect their angry conversation, but I did my best.
I've known Carl for a while. He's quite adamant. This is an issue that he cares a great deal about, and that he feels that this is a message that needs to go out and it needs to be challenged. And yet, in the same time, I read about your challenge, and it seems as though both of you are really trying to connect. Carl wants a scientist to basically take his arguments seriously. And I think that you, on the other hand, have either A, gotten tired of other scientists who you believe are distorting the facts of climate science, or just laymen who you feel are producing misinformation. And I guess I'm interested in why it is that both of you have kind of chosen this forum to present your views.
If you have enough people on both sides of the argument, someone's going to do it. And we happen to be the ones in our respective domains that chose this venue.
But you don't think that you're going to persuade somebody like Carl. And I don't think that Carl's going to persuade somebody like you, although he says that it doesn't seem like your heart is hard, although maybe he's changed his mind.
Well, if he'll produce science that shows evolution is not correct, then I would be very interested to see it. Unfortunately, evolution is probably the single most well-proven theory in all of science.
Yeah, that's a faith statement. And Dr. Keating, you
that's no faith. There's no faith in that. That's not faith. Science is not faith. You don't believe
in gravity.
Evolution is faith,
not science. Now, see, you equate evolution with science, and it isn't.
It is science. It is a rigorous science.
And you told me if I went to a semester course.
I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how many times you say that.
Can I finish my point?
Evolution is still a science.
You said if I went to a semester course, I would be presented with evidence for evolution. Well, I'll tell you what. After this call, why don't you send me your best proof? Why don't you talk to your colleagues who are true believers in evolution? Have them send me their best proof. I guarantee you it'll just be more virus mutations.
I will tell you the same thing I say to the climate change deniers. I am not here to do your homework. The science is out there.
You're dodging.
The evidence is out there.
You're
the
dodging.
Proof is out there. And
you're
it
dodging.
Is easily it is easily accessible for anyone who
you're
is
dodging.
Willing to do their homework.
You're
I am
dodging.
Not dodging.
I can
what I'm doing is I'm not letting you take over my life.
You're dodging.
While it might have been more appropriate to have an evolutionary biologist duke it out with Carl, is having a fight really the point? Does that get us to having a more productive conversation about science? We revisited this episode in part to point out how, even with the best of intentions, we journalists can mess up. But I wanted to take it further. I wanted to know how to have a good conversation about something divisive like climate change with someone combative like Carl Priest.
We've been listening to an excerpt from WVPB's Us and Them podcast episode, Under the Microscope, Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. To hear the full episode, download Us and Them at wvpublic.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For the next episode, Trey tries to have a more productive science conversation with a renowned climate scientist who happens to be a devoted evangelical Christian. That episode drops next Wednesday. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Public Broadcasting, WVPB Charleston, WVBY Beckley, WVBL Bluefield, WVPW Buchanan, WVWV Huntington, WVEP Martinsburg, WVKM Matewan, WVPM Morgantown, WVPG Parkersburg, WVDS Petersburg, WVWS Webster Springs, WVNP Wheeling, and we're online at wvpublic.org. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the CAMC Foundation, providing financial support for patients and services at CAMC Women and Children's Hospital, including the CAMC Children's Cancer Center. Learn more at CAMCFoundation.org.